Hello, loves. So as you can probably hear in my voice, I'm still not entirely better. But I am worlds ahead of where I was feeling yesterday and the day before and the day before that. So much so that, actually, I feel like rather enjoying myself. And whilst I have heard many times over that a good orgasm is always good for a cold, the cold bug that I've had this last week has felt rather more than that. Like, it's been kind of flu-y, and my throat has felt as painful as it did the days following my tonsillectomy surgery. So whilst, yeah, there's been a cold, I feel like it's knocked me a little harder than that. And surprisingly, like genuinely quite surprisingly, I just haven't felt that way inclined at all. Now, I've listened to sexy audios, which have been lovely, but I just haven't felt the desire to touch myself. And now I've got home, and I have a little time before my housemate gets back. And I thought, I know what I fancy. So, this one, darlings, this one's for me. This one is because I want to feel good. This one's because I want to smile and I want to arch my back. And I want to feel my nipples and my skin tingle. And I want that delicious wave to just rock right through me. So, I'm just going to see how it goes, because this might be very quick. Because it might be, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. I'm just going to stick at this, but maybe I'm going to take it gently. I don't know. I'm just going to see how my body wants to play. And I have no idea at this point how vocal or verbal or talkative or descriptive I'm going to be. So, I guess we'll just see. I am, however, going to use my wand, so, you know, I hope you don't mind the buzzy noises. Well, I mean, to be honest, it's on the tag. Well, it will be on the tags. Obviously, I haven't written them yet, but you wouldn't have clicked on it if you really didn't like them, would you? So, I guess there's that. So, I'm going to make this nice and gentle to begin with. Too far. Let's try that again. And I'm just gonna run this up the insides of my thighs. I think what I really would like right now, which, you know, isn't going to happen because it's just me, but what I'd really want is for somebody to sort of decide that they're going to reintroduce me to my body. Because, you know, it's been a little while. So I'd want them to reintroduce me with different sensations. With different types of touch, with different textures. Oh, that's nice on my hips. With different feelings, with their fingertips, with the palms of their hands, with their lips, their tongues. Oh, it's just really envelop me in sensation, because I do and enjoy sensation play. Just running my wand sort of on that gap between my thigh and my hip, and then across the top, just like at the bottom of my stomach. Over to my other hip bone. It's very sensitive on my hips, it's very nice. Running it down the crease. Around the outside of my vulva. I don't know how happy people are with that word, but I don't care, whatever. It is what it is. What I want is to close my eyes. Not think about what kind of sensations are coming. Or where they're gonna be, and not think about which part of my body is gonna be touched or tasted. Just completely release into that and let go, because it's the only time I'm able to really be in my body. I spend so much time in my head that during this kind of really sensual sex, it's the only time I can just let go. And I'm just holding it over the outside. But kind of pushing a little so there's some pressure on my pubic bone, so I can feel the vibrations kind of rocking through. But it's not on my clit, and it's not inside me. That's really nice. I think I want something a little bit more intense. So I'm just gonna roll it up and push a little between those lips. Up. And I keep moving it, so I'm getting these waves of like real intensity, but it's all very light. It's all, even if it's intense, it's quite soft. And like there are little touches where I know if I kept it there, it'd just build really fucking quickly. Like here, if I just hold it still, fuck. Oh, but I kind of want to enjoy it more. So I'm just gonna rub the head. wiping my lips some more to get it a little bit wetter. Oh, fuck. Lift up. Oh, back up. Oh. So it's just pressing on the outside, on the kind of, on my clitoral hood. So it's, there's pressure directly on my clit, but the actual toy isn't. Oh. But it's my hips doing it rather than the toy. Oh, and somehow that makes a difference. It's not the super fast one. I quite like that. Oh. Against my clit, but over the hood, and I've kind of, oh, I've just twisted it rather than rotating it, but I've just twisted it a bit, and I'm holding it still, and it's like it's kind of twisted my skin a little bit, but just a little bit. That's, oh, that feels so different. Really good. I think I would have maybe stopped building up to see if I can come soon because I'm kind of aware of the time. And also, this is just getting. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Sometimes, like at the moment of orgasm, you have these, these really, I don't want to say hallucinations, because I feel like that's too strong a word, but like these kind of weird images. They're like dream images, but they're so distinct and they just come from nowhere. Well, as I was coming. At that point, what my imagination decided to show me was the room that I'm in, exactly as I'm in it. My eyes are closed, by the way. But with a very pink hue. Everything was very pink and lovely. And oh dear, none of you are going to find this anywhere as funny as I am. But I don't know if any of you have read the webcomic Lackadaisy, but it's basically, it's a webcomic about like cats in the Prohibition era. And like, I was basically an animated cat, but drawn in the style of the Lackadaisy comics. Oh, that was peculiar, but it was nice because it was very snuggly, and I presume it's because my hands were doing kind of that like making biscuits thing. I presume that's where the that's where that nugget of imagination came from. Oh, why Why am I even still talking? I'm sure you really don't care at this point. Oh, well, I had a wonderful time. And right now, that's all I really care about. So I hope you did too. And if not, I hope you at least found some entertainment from listening to me have a whale of a time. Ah, okay. I'm going to lie here a few more minutes before I do anything. But, that was lovely. Really, really.